USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. team is now heading to Ethiopia to help investigate the Ethiopian Airlines jet crash yesterday morning that killed all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. The National Transportation Safety Board sending 4 experts to the site. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's prison sentence came as a shock to him.
I was really surprised by the sentence he was given. I think it's an incredibly lenient sentence.
McCabe speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Manafort's prison term of 47 months for 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Manafort is scheduled for another sentencing in Washington this week in another case in which he could get a maximum 10 years in prison for conspiracy and obstruction of justice convictions. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Several of the Democrats running for the White House in 2020 spoke to crowds at the annual South by Southwest event in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Among them, Julian Castro, who was asked what he would do about ICE if he were elected.
I favor basically, breaking it apart and reconstituting it. If what people mean by abolishing ICE is that we're not going to have any enforcement anymore, then no, we're always going to have enforcement.
The Kentucky high school student at the center of a controversial viral video involving a Native American leader is going to sue CNN for $250 million. Last night, that lawyer, L. Lynn Wood, told Fox News that the boy, Nick Sandman, is suing the network for, quote, vicious and direct attacks following January's face-to-face encounter on the National Mall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says President Trump cannot fire him. In an interview on CBS 60 Minutes last night, Fed Chief Jerome Powell said the law is clear and he fully intends to serve out his 4-year term. The president has repeatedly blasted Powell, especially when the Fed unanimously raised interest rates 4 times last year. Airstrikes by U.S.-backed forces released on the last ISIS stronghold in Syria over the weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC This Week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And a South African diver okay after almost being swallowed by a whale. The 51-year-old was snorkeling just off Port Elizabeth when that bride's whale caught him in its jaws, but he was able to get away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.